Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Golly, Moses, I can't believe it's almost the end of March, March 23rd, 2020. And as most of you listening today, tomorrow, and in the future, I know that we all have been under various degrees of stress and life-changing experiences because of the activities and events caused by the pandemic. Coronavirus pandemic. I almost was tempted not to have the show today. I've got some issues here at the house that need to be addressed. We'll probably have a abbreviated session of the show today, but I did want to have an opportunity to speak and listen to and have our contributors, our callers, share a little bit with the public about how this is affecting their productivity. It's amazing that some people have expanded their productivity tremendously, and other people have become withdrawn and slowed down. And it's an amazing thing. The human resiliency is a fascinating subject. I believe human beings are much more resilient than the public gives them credit for. If you go off line off the big media situation and start finding out the wonderful things that people are doing throughout the world to help neighbors and to help their friends to cope with this situation. And I especially want to bring back that, as most of you know, our contributors and callers have predominantly been authors in the last couple of years. And I'm finding that those who have the gift of the written word can be so critical and helpful to, not critical, I mean, can critically be helpful to helping to help others in this time. It's always good to share good words. It's always good to share candidly. My associate has been writing his daily thoughts, which are controversial many times. And over on his website, we set up a page called Coronavirus COVID-19 Reflections. Just posted the ninth reflection. And they're little snippets of his thought. And his thoughts may be contrary to your thoughts, but that's good, because I think it's good for all of us to get a little different slant on things. None of us, as far as I know, has the power to understand everything all the time. Today we're joined by J.L. Callison, the author of Mouse in the House, For the Love of Peanut Butter, Rotund Roland, and Ransom. Come on, help me with Ransom. I always forget Ransom's title.
Stranded at Romson's Lodge.
Stranded at Ransom's Lodge. Yes, Jerry
Ronson.
Callison, J. Ronson. Yeah, J.L. Callison, who has really done a lot to help other people succeed in their endeavors, and his books are doing well. Nancy Lou Anderson, a well, now almost a 3-year published author, writing about her life and looking at things through a little bit of a humorous eye, which again in these times is important. Diane Stephen, a very inspirational young lady up in Ontario, Canada, is with us today, and Diane has been sharing her art, her photography, and her inspirational writing for quite a while, and her website is up and going with a few glitches, but it's getting the job done. We have Karen and Lou McIntyre with us. Is Karen here, Lou, or is she still
Yep.
off? Yeah, there she
I'm
is. Hi,
here.
Karen. How you
I'm here.
doing? So
I'm good. How
Karen
are you?
and good. Karen and Lou are with us, and Phil Sanko from Colorado. Phil is working on his first book. And I think what it's going to do, if I don't know, maybe it's not, but he's done such a wonderful job in building a business basically from scratch and using all of the technology we have today to show others in certain niches how to grow their businesses. And I want to welcome everybody with us. My name is Chuck Bartok. I'm speaking to you from Northern California along the banks of the Sacramento River. Very windy today, chance of rain tomorrow, but they've been telling us that for a week, so I'm not going to put any money on the line. So again, I asked our callers and all of those who were invited, how has these past 2-3 weeks impacted you personally and impacted your ability to continue to be creative? And has any of this affected the marketing of your books? Let's start off with Lou and Karen.
Hi, I'll let Karen take the lead on this.
I think I mentioned last week that I needed to get my act together and put out another Facebook post and do some advertising, and it was amazing. My sales since then have just skyrocketed. So that,
yeah,
you know, duh, advertising works, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I give you an idea. In one day, she sold 6 or 7 books.
Fantastic.
It is. I'm finding some days I get very, writing comes easy, and other days I just fall. So I don't know. I got to work on that.
Yeah. As for me, mainly, I'm bored out of my mind because I can't go out and socialize, and I don't like not being able to socialize.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I've gotten quite a bit of writing done on the sequel to The Eagle and the Dragon, and Karen and I came up with a solution to a problem that hasn't come up yet, but will, and Karen came up with the solution last night, and so I'm actually looking forward to cranking out a few more chapters.
Fantastic. You know, you mentioned something about socializing. Excuse me, I got a catch in my throat. Sorry about that. I was speaking to another person 2 days ago, and they have been socializing with people on Zoom. No business, just, hey, hi, how are you? Let's sit and chat and swap spit and all that kind of stuff. And platforms like Zoom, and there are many others, with the internet, we do have the opportunity to socialize with people in different ways, while we're supposedly cloistered, because of the circumstance. That was just something I heard. I thought it was interesting, and they literally have 2 or 3 people get together, groups of friends, and hold on just a moment, please. Okay, I came back. But anyway, that was just an idea. I thought if anybody's interested, they can go ahead and Zoom has a free account, unless you use it in a large degree. The free account would handle most people. Diane, what's been happening with you this last 2 or 3 weeks? I know you've been involved with church and so on. And how is your congregation and you personally handling this situation?
I have never had a problem having to stay home. So in that respect, it suits me fine. But we do have some people that they are social people. That's where they get their energy from, being with people and whatnot. And I think it's hard on some of them. And some of the ones that are on their own aren't, you know, maybe as comfortable being alone all the time like that. But I haven't had any problem, and I think I've been probably commenting on more blogs than I would normally. I've followed more blogs again, and just kind of trying to put encouraging words on some of them and where I can. And
well, you hit on another great nail on the head. Commenting on other people's blogs, it is never a waste of time and energy, especially if you're commenting on a blog of a, you know, there are blogs and then there's blogs that do have
right.
an audience.
So
it's okay to be choosy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've had people like my comments on other people's blogs. So I've gone to their blogs to see if I want to follow them. And then they come to my blog and follow my blog. And my other blog, not the newer one, the old one, because I haven't got a follow button on this one yet. But they will follow the other one. And so I'm not gaining them by the dozens or anything, but I know the last one I connected with, he's got a lot of followers.
Great. Great. Yeah, so that's social, isn't it? It's a way to socialize. And that's something that we, you know, we as humans, Jim wrote a real quickie today about the fact that the financial, the health aspects, he looks at it through the humanitarian aspect. And of course, not to be a downer, but the population of the world, at least the Western world in the last 15, 20 years has had it darn easy overall. Okay, I know we can poke holes in everything, but the ease and comfort to which we have become accustomed to, especially in this country. And what is amazing is how some people who I guess they're just downright outright spoiled, just can't seem to cope with this. We had a neighbor, as you know, I live in an experienced citizen neighborhood, average age 80, man, 78 maybe now. And one of my friend's wives is a woman of small stature, but just looking at her, you know, you don't want to mess with her. And she was at one of the major chains, I believe it was Walmart or Winco or something, the other day. And she picked up the last two of something. I'm sorry, I can't remember what it was. It wasn't critical life-threatening material. And this lady reached around her and grabbed him out of her hand. And this lady grew up probably a little differently than some people. Bottom line of the story is this lady turned around and cold cocked the lady. I mean, put her right on the ground, one fist to the mouth and bango. And, you know, the security came and of course everything was on tape and my neighbor was congratulated for her ability to protect herself, and they escorted the lady out the store never to come back again. But that it's that kind of behavior that really isn't the natural human instinct. I don't care what you see on the movies, it really isn't. So people like Diane with good words to share can be very impactful. And I think you and all of us on this show, if we say the right things to the right people, maybe we can help make things go a little smoother. Phil, what's happening with you in that wonderful state of Colorado?
Oh, you know, for me, you know, Chuck, you're one of my original mentors, and you taught me the ability to consult, and I can work from anywhere. So from a personal state, I feel like it's a normal day. And I'm blessed with that, but I realize that not so many people are. And, but at the same time, you know, luckily my wife is able to come home, and work from home for her company. They're a very established company, and so that it's working really well with us. But, you know, you asked for some personal observations. I go on two walks a day, usually mid-morning and mid-afternoon. And before this call, I went on my kind of mid-afternoon walk, and it happens to go past, like, I walk past across the street from a grocery store and a liquor store, and they just had an announcement here in Colorado, or at least, here in Colorado that I was thinking whether it's Denver-wide or Colorado-wide, but it's definitely Colorado-wide, that they're wanting everybody to stay in home and more businesses to close, specifically liquor stores. and so I heard the liquor store, and there were lines going out the door to get in and lines going out the door to pay.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm sitting here walking my dog, like, you know, like, don't get me wrong, like, everybody, I don't understand the panic, and also I don't understand the addiction. So that's kind of, you wanted a personal story, that's my personal story.
Well, you know,
but going back to what
you... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, please. No, I want to hear what you had to say.
Well, the liquor store thing has in some areas has been a joke because, you know, if we're having all these problems, that's where we should be. And I did hear somebody ask the question. They wondered if the liquor lobby was the one that encouraged certain governments to issue this edict because sales were a little slow.
Works over here in Maryland.
Oh, how is it in Maryland? Are they are the liquor stores still open?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they're doing great. You know, in our local
central part of the business.
Right. We have two.
Well, and then there's moonshine. I mean, y'all don't know there's moonshine out there. There's not going to be a liquor shortage.
Yeah,
yep. We can make our own.
Product.
I got potatoes.
There you go.
But
that'll work.
Chuck, getting back to your what you originally asked, you know, like how has this, you know, affected me? You know, it's I told you personal. It doesn't affect me too personally because I'm already kind of a hermit.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's business as usual. Does it affect my line of business? It affects every line of business nationwide because my clients who are law firms, they. I'm getting delays from them because
mm-hmm. Of course.
They're doing the right thing and they're making sure that their staff can work from home and that technology and setting up computers and phone systems, that's not an easy task nor an expensive task. And they're working with other companies who are having to reduce staff. So this affects every industry. But for me, I would say it's actually when you asked, you said the statement earlier that, you know, you've heard a lot of people are actually doing better. Some people are doing worse. Mm-hmm. I'm doing better. I am hyper-focused and I'm so hyper-focused. I mean, some of you saw my post where I'm going out of my way and I'm helping other people. You know, that post I made today on Facebook where I said, look, you know, I've had some downfalls in my business because of this, and that frees up a little extra time here and there. Well, let me help you out, and the only thing I'm going to charge you is a testimonial. Like that's all I...
Right.
To me, that's money. A testimonial is money. So, I mean, this is an opportunity to help people. You know, just like your show every week is an opportunity to help people.
Thank you. I like that concept, and I wanted to congratulate you personally, and I forgot to do it. You did offer some services in exchange for a testimonial. And I mean, you know, they're basic, simple services, and you have a lot to share with people on marketing and growing their list and how to manage a list of viable, interested people. So I really thought that was a very clever twist to the situation. Because
what's cool is people have reached out and I've already been on Zoom calls with them.
Great.
Like, so I've already met new people. I've already helped them today. So it's rewarding when you have a chance. You know, I hate using something like a virus as a chance to win business, but it's more so I want to like win hearts, you know?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with winning hearts. That's a great thing. Okay. Jerry, are you muted out or did we lose you on the internet? I see there's a danger sign with you here.
Lost me on the internet for some reason.
Okay.
My internet shut down, and now it's telling me that the video wasn't working. Well, I'm not using it anyway, which is good for y'all. But doing well here.
Good. You
know, I'm home most of the time anyway, so the only thing about it is I don't like being told I have to stay home.
We're not used to that, are we?
Yeah. I'm not going any place anyway, but just don't tell me I can't. I hate missing church. That is the hardest part, but you know, we're able to live stream it. It's not the same, but still we get mm-hmm. to Mm-hmm. You know, we still get the message, but just don't get the in-person fellowship. We got several other
on a tribal concept. We tend to forget that a little bit. So.
Yeah. In Illinois, liquor stores have been deemed an essential business. They're open.
Fantastic. That's an amazing thing. Okay. Hey, I'm going to jump in here. I didn't realize it that we have some people. Somebody is on the telephone, I believe, from area code 802. If they'd like to pop in and introduce themselves, I may know them or I may not.
That would be me. This is a referral from Phil. My name is Richard Fleming.
I run
a business called Sage Media and another called Sage good. Academy.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here. So one of the problems with this, I just want to explain to everybody, one of the problems with this new platform, since the company in England bought our old TalkShoe platform, I used to be able to see all the guests, and right now I have to do something to see the guests that don't show up. Do you know what I mean? So I'm sitting here and I'm relearning how to do things. So you're in the social, I mean, in the consulting business similar to Phil?
So I'm a media consultant. I study how the brain responds to movies and television neurologically, and then I make content that drives a behavior change.
All right. So, well, could you please share with us how we can get to know you better?
So you can check out, I mean, I guess the website is one thing, which is just sage.media.
Sage.media, okay.
Yeah, sage.media, no .com or anything.
Right.
So basically, I guess I'd say I'm like really big into movies and really big into storytelling. I'm a
storytelling.
Yeah.
Are you? Well, you know, it's interesting that most of the authors that are on this show right now are probably some of the best storytellers I've ever met. And
well, I'm on here.
To me, that's the secret of good literature. I mean, everybody says I'm a contrarian and a curmudgeon, and I've proved that to be true for 76 years. But there's the young lady, Nancy, who I didn't know her from Adam 3 years ago. We met on Facebook, and she has the stories to tell, and now nobody can shut her up. I mean, she keeps putting out books. You know, it's terrible. and the more she does, and the same thing with Diane, the more content they put out, the better Jerry. Jerry started a brand new genre. December, his children's book. I mean, he's, you know, not known as being a children, just knocked him dead. He had to reorder in December because everybody was clamoring for it, gifting to great grandchildren in our generation. And but storytelling is actually the reason I'm excited about it is I was taught at about age 13 that's the basics. Storytelling is the basis of all successful sales, and I know you subscribe to that, but that's kind of I grew up learning how to tell stories, and that's why 80% of the people that heard the story bought the product, and that's, you know, it's kind of easy that way, isn't it? But we have another. Well, what was your first name again?
Richard.
Richard.
And I wanted to ask, I was wondering if you guys have read Brian Boyd's On the Origin of Stories. And if not, I would highly recommend it. I mean, I love the idea of storytelling as sales, but I've been telling people more lately, like, I think storytelling as a narratization mechanism is so significant. It's how we interpret our very existence in the universe. Like how information is transferred is through narratization. And so this guy, Brian Boyd, is basically making an evolutionary case for why art and storytelling exists. It's actually part of there's a genetic impetus, but would highly recommend it. Very good read. Takes a lot, you know, even goes into pretty significant depth about Homer and why Homer is still relevant. Mm-hmm. Millennia after.
Right. Well, I definitely have written it down, and I'm sure many people on the call today and tomorrow, because one nice thing about this call is it isn't stagnant. It keeps getting played and played and played over and over again. Some of the shows from, well, we lost about 5 years, but back to shows in the high 200 episodes are still being downloaded by people around the world. And that's always a good feeling, I think, anyway. Thank you very much. Richard Fleming, correct?
Right. Thank you for asking me.
I think I've seen you on Facebook, haven't I? We've chatted on Facebook? Maybe.
We may have, yeah.
I'm an argumentative one, so you probably...
Good, I love that. Well,
we also have area code 414. Who is our area code 414-810? I see their phone is up. I don't know if they want to speak. No one's ever forced to speak, but I wanted to give them the opportunity. And then we also have 615. Is that Brianna? Area code 615-848. We have a caller on the line.
Tenacious Tanya.
Oh, Tenacious Tanya Heathco. Oh my gosh, I just saw a message from you a few minutes ago. Thank you for coming and joining us, Tanya. Tanya's a perfect example. We met, she was a member of this show back, what, 8 years ago, 9 years ago? And also the Focus Society of Overachievers. Tanya was a very large contributor to that. But at that time, what did we, you know how it is with me. Tenacious Tanya, that is your new domain, correct?
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow or the next day, we're going to switch from Tanya Heathco to tenaciousTanya.com. And yes. I want to say to everybody on this call, if you don't know Tanya, she is a perfect example of tenacity. Her story, Richard, we talk about telling stories, is a phenomenal story. And it continues to be a phenomenal story just every day as it goes on. And I'm kind of excited about the fact that the world is going to know more about tenaciousTanya.com. And I'm sorry there was a glitch there, but I understand you and Mark are working that out, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
It's been worked out.
Very good. So everybody remember tenacious. And if you don't know how to spell it, get your dictionary, pull it out, and you can learn how to spell Tenacious Tanya. But we had another moniker for you several years ago. What was it?
Yes, and that was
Terrific Tanya. Terrific Tanya.
Yes.
Well, you are terrific. Yeah. but you, I think you're terrific and tenacious. So I don't know if we should have been terrific Tenacious Tanya. So thank you very much for joining us, Tanya. And really, if she's on Facebook. Everybody, I encourage everybody to get to know, stop by, visit people's pages. You may go to their profile first, get to know them personally, and then go to their pages. We all know that there's a difference between pages and profiles, and I think it's good to be involved in both. What we do in our little organization is we post things of relevance to our work, the written work. And then, of course, then we share them personally in our profile, the post from our page, rather than the other way around. And because everybody who is on our profile list aren't necessarily interested in the same niche that our pages might represent. For instance, Phil didn't mention this earlier, but he's a guitarist and he loves to play the guitar, which is something he can't do now because he can't get together with the guys and jam. You could on Zoom. You know, you could all sit in your homes and have a jam session. But so, you know, he has people that he intimately is involved with music, which is different than his business. So the difference between profile pages and groups, it is a wonderful way for social media to work. Again, going back to area code 414, is that Brianna? Yeah, maybe it's okay. You can be shy. We don't care. Being shy is good, I think. A Wisconsin person. Okay. I did the old computer thing. I said, where's 414? But doesn't mean they live there. Our son in Texas has a Central California area code. We don't always know 8:02 is Richard, correct?
Yes, and I'm actually out in Colorado, even though it's
a are you also? Number. Okay, yeah. Well, you're like my son. Okay, very good. Well, I was glad to hear. Oh, we haven't heard from Nancy. We haven't heard from Nancy. She's muted herself. I wonder why. Oh, well, I'm going to unmute her, see if she wants to chat and share with us. There you go. Did you want to chat with us and share with what's happening to you in this trying time?
Who, me? Nothing. Yeah, I'm great. I'm always good.
Oh, I liked the way you audioed the cedar chest the other day. That was a good use of repurposed energy.
Well, it has a few glitches. Actually, all of my short stories now on the new page I put up there have audios and the poems. And that was the only one that didn't have one. It's got to be, I've got to redo it, but I got busy on something else. And so, but yeah, short stories are doing good and I'm doing good. I'm used to being here by myself and have some new projects that I've come in contact with. So just doing my thing. I'm a survivor. Yeah. I've been a survivor for a long time.
Have you posted recently on the Widow's blog?
I posted one day just being funny about myself and I. And
That's right.
That one is, the Widow's blog, most of the things that I was putting there are now going to, they've been kind of separated out.
Okay.
I don't put anything there except funny stuff in what I call Widow's blogs. But and I've got some other things that need to come off of there and go to the other pages. But everything's going good. Got lots of things. Just went over 520 people on Booksy that looked at the train station over there. And have on the 27th, Life is Brief poem will come out on Academy of Hearts and Mind. And Wake Me Up, the short flash fiction story, just came out. Actually, they surprised me. I send in one day and the next day they put it up on the writers group. It's just an interesting time and I have time. So just doing some things and trying to do some community things too. So that's where I'm at.
Well, very good. Well, like I said, this is probably be an abbreviated show, and I think it will, but I do want to make everyone aware of the fact that, and this is most important, with the advent of social media and the growth of social media, we, especially people like myself who live in isolated rural areas by choice, thank you. So our social life for years and our business life was limited geographically. When I came online in 2004, I just opened my eyes and said, wow, I could be talking to people in Indonesia, which happened. We started calling in on our talk show and we were able to build audiences. Social media allows us, because we are born with an innate tribal instinct, allows us to increase our tribe size. And it doesn't mean you have to always be the tribal chieftain. It's okay to be a member of the tribe, because a good tribe is built on the fact that people are treated equally, and leadership is wise and understands the strength of the tribe is based on the happiness of the lowest member of the tribe. Lowest is a bad word, but the most recent member or whatever. And I'll make a plug right now. Most of you know we just finished book one of The Cat. It's still available to be read on the website. We have 25 chapters of The Cat. The Cat's New Pride of Humans, they're retiring into the cave for the winter. And so book two will focus on how life evolved this polyglot tribe being led by the cougar and the beaver. So we look forward to book two coming in. I hope book one will be published within a few days. So anyway, tribal instinct, and that's what social media can do. So we want everybody to get to know J.L. Callison on Facebook and Twitter. Nancy Lou Henderson, that's jlcallison.com, also his website. Websites are most important. NancyLouHenderson.com, Nancy Blakely Henderson profile, and Nancy Lou Henderson on Facebook. Phil Sanko is, I really know Phil more as Phil Sanko on, on Facebook, although you do have a page, don't you, Phil? Or did Phil leave us?
No, he's still there. I'm here. I have a page, but I almost need to recreate my page. So, but,
okay.
You know what I mean? I have a Facebook page. If you go to my profile, my personal
it's there,
profile
yeah.
Is public. You can see what I do.
Very good.
That's it.
Okay, very good. And Richard Fleming, you're on Facebook, I'm almost sure of that, because I just saw your name pop up in the corner of my screen. And what is your website is sage.media.
Sage.media is the website. My personal Facebook brand, I've been playing around with my personal brand a bit, and it was a bit vitriolic earlier, but I'm changing some things, so if you see some movie reviews that are shockingly bright in language, just be aware that that was something I was having fun with for a while.
Well, good. Very good. And we have Luke, each a entity but a dynamite duo. Lou McIntyre on, that's MCI. T-Y-R-E on Facebook. And Karen, your profile is Karen McIntyre, is that correct?
Yes. She's stepped out for a minute. Her profile is Karen McIntyre, and her author's page is Karen D. McIntyre.
Karen D., that's right. That's right.
With
okay,
period.
And then we have, period, yes. And we have Diane Stevenson, and it's hard because we have to realize that's S-T-E, P-H-E-N-S-O-N on Facebook. And your website is Diane-Stevenson.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
Very good. Okay. And who am I missing here? Who else joined us today? I sure wished I knew who 414 was from Wisconsin. And 615 is Tenacious Tanya. Pardon?
415
That's you, yes. And who is we? Who is me?
Getting there. My name is Keith Noah.
Oh, Keith. Okay, thank you, Keith. I just, in the years past, we had people that just listened in, and it's perfectly fine. They don't ever have to contribute. You're in the Wisconsin area, is that correct, Keith?
No, just my phone number is. I'm in.
Oh, your phone
Denver.
Number. Oh, you're in Denver also. All right, are you hooked up with that notorious Phil Sanko also?
Yeah, so. Maybe.
Okay. Well, and
maybe.
That's always a good. Yeah, maybe. Well, one of the things about this show, it originally started many years ago on sharing ideas on how to start a business from scratch, regardless the venue. And Phil can remember back, we had doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, we had manufacturers, tire shops, restaurants, doctors, chiropractors, because business is business, regardless of the venue. And business principles are basically the same. We approach them differently, but the core principles of the business plan, being on top of cash flow projections, cash flow management, sales, and all of those things that are involved in business, they all share some common ground. So this show grew into that, and then there was a hiatus. And when I got involved with publishing with an old friend from many, many years ago, I revived this show, and primarily our callers have been creatives. But that doesn't mean that we only talk to creatives. So Keith just mentioned that he's in Colorado. Are you in a similar business as Richard and Phil, or are you in something totally different?
I suppose I'm in something totally different, something not quite created that I'm still hashing out.
Very good. Well, this is the kind of show, it's a talk show. And even though we don't have any real hard rules, in fact, if there's any questions you have, always feel free to ask them. And I don't know if we have any answers, but what's always amazed me is somebody from way out in left field says, hey, I solved that problem 2 years ago by doing X, Y, Z. So that's basically what the show format is. And the reason creatives have shown up is one of the problems that self-published authors have realized is they're totally responsible on the marketing of their product. So we have been focusing on utilizing social media and the internet to effectively market their own books and keep more money in their pocket. So that's been the gist of this show for the last year or so. Past episodes could always be found on iTunes. The complete library is there, free to download. You go to iTunes, look at podcasts, and go to You Can Build It. On my website, chuckbartok.com, there's a section that has podcasts, and I have maybe 5, 6, 7 of the most recent shows up there. So again, I really appreciate, Keith, your coming by and joining us, and I hope you will join. We usually run an hour, 3:30 to 4:30, and I had mentioned to the boss here at the house I would go a little shorter today, but we're still going on. So I'm glad that you did pop in, Keith, and I hope you come back again. How can we find you on Facebook? Are you there on Facebook?
I am. You can find me at KeithNoah58.
Noah58. Okay, thank you very much. Do you have a website, sir?
It is currently defunct. When it's okay. Up, it's Simple Systems.
Simple Systems, okay. Well, Simple Systems sometimes go defunct, right? So very good.
You know, when you let the business die for a bit, that's what happens.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Well, here's another thing, Phil. I'm going to unrecord the call. I'm going to hit the unrecord button. Our callers and contributors sometimes have spent an hour plus here chatting amongst themselves and getting to know each other better. It's just not recorded. It becomes a private room at that time. And you're more than happy to stay along with Richard Fleming. And of course, Phil knows he's always available. And
I'm here.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, I'm going to hit the stop button. And I want to thank everybody for joining us for the 459th episode of You Can Build It. We'll be back again, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise next week. Thank you all very much.